It's time for the Subway Pregame Show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dawson. We're kind of in a unique situation here. I'm Bart Hill, and I got my broadcast partner, Dick Newman, alongside of me. But this is going to be about a 6:50 start tonight. Due to the impending weather and rain for tomorrow, most of the games that we're going to be scheduled for tomorrow have been rearranged. And so tonight, earlier today, Mineota took on Dawson, and Mineota won that game 6-1. And since we were scheduled to play Mineota tomorrow, Lacaparra came over to Dawson, and they're going to host a couple games tonight. So Mineota and Lacaparra are going to square off here. And Dick, the conference race still is not decided.
No, it's not. KMS is in there, and Dawson has to play KMS yet. And they are scheduled to play that game on Wednesday, and there could be raining on Wednesday as well, so I don't know. The only thing is that both Mineota and KMS are in different sections than we are, so the conference right now is probably a battle. Right now, KMS would be in the winner's circle right now. If they got rained out, I suppose.
Correct. This is a Subway pregame show. We're watching Lacaparra take their warm-up tosses now. Mineota, since they just got through playing, they will not take any infield or warm-up tosses. So once Lacaparra is done with their infield practice, the coaches will meet with the umpires and we'll be ready to roll. There will not be a national anthem since they played that before the first game. But like Dick alluded to, this Camden Conference is not settled in yet. KMS is 8-1 currently right now, and they have Dawson yet to play. Mineota's in second place. They're at 7-2 right now, and this is their last game, so they'll finish up tonight. Dawson is 8-2, and they have the game with KMS that we mentioned. It sounds like that is going to be scheduled for sometime on Wednesday. Yep. And, of course, Lacaparra is at 8-2, and this is their last game as well. So, you know, what would probably have to happen, well, obviously what would have to happen is Dawson has to beat KMS to give these other teams a chance to tie for the conference. And then I think there still could be a four-way tie, Dick.
Could be. Yes, there could.
And then we got to get someone that's a lot smarter than us to do a mathematical equation and figure it out. But we'll worry about that later. And so, yeah, we are really, really close to tournament time. The seedings will go out, I believe, on Wednesday morning. And we'll find out what's going to happen and where everyone's going to go. And is it the same one? Oh, okay. We got some changes in our lineup here. So,
okay.
All right, I'll keep on talking, and Dick can get those changes for you. But anyways, so the seeding will come out, and how it works in Section 3A is the top two teams in the north, top two teams in the south, each will host three games on Saturday. That is the opening games in the playoffs. And right now, in the north, Dawson, Boyd, and Lacaparra currently sit in the top two places. Dawson defeated Lacaparra earlier in the year here in Dawson, and so they hold the tiebreaker over Lacaparra Valley, but needless to say, both of those teams are expected to host games on Saturday in the playoffs, and of course, anything goes when you get to there. I'm going to run through the State Farm starting lineups. We'll check ours first. We do have a change for Mineota. We'll get that just in a moment, but Lacaparra will be the visitors today. They are 10-4, and just like I mentioned, they have two losses in the conference. Pretty familiar lineup for the Eagles. Dylan Kymig, the shortstop, is batting first. Batting second is Dylan Geiser, the second baseman. Batting third is Caden Mortensen, the first baseman. The cleanup hitter today, he moved up in the order a little bit. Davis Patzer, the left fielder. Batting fifth is the third baseman, Caden Molden. Batting sixth is the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell. The seventh hitter is our catcher, Landon Weber. today's pitcher, Brock Bjornhild, and he'll be batting in the eighth spot. And then we've got Peyton Rademacher is going to round it out, and he'll be batting in the number nine spot for the Eagles. And now we've got some lineup changes. We'll get through the Mineota lineup here with their changes. So in the leadoff spot, Parker Bradley is going to bat, and he's going to DH for the first baseman, Kyler Luzinski. Batting number two is the pitcher today, Brody Larson. Batting number three is the third baseman, Peyton Sheik. Batting fourth is the shortstop, Ryan Gallagher. Batting fifth is, did we get a name?
Lasik.
Okay, Joey Lasik. Behind him is, is Ryan Maher. Batting in the seventh spot is the second baseman, Adam Gallagher. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Destin Fear. And rounding out, batting ninth is the catcher, Carson Javers. And, of course, they're coached by Kevin Hansen. And Black Apollo's coached by Darby Bjorgan. And we've got a slew of assistant coaches, longtime Josh Benson. Mark Bjornhild's also helping him out this year, as is Wyatt Halverson. And Braden Kittleson, the JV coach. And Brian Mohn is the junior high coach. And so Black Apollo's just finishing up. Dick, we just watched Darby Bjorgan try to hit a pop-up to the catcher, and he was 0 for 3, so he struck out.
So we'll take this break, and when we come back, we'll probably have the first pitch of the game.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hansen Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste to be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hansen Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-599-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Dawson, Minnesota. We've got high school baseball action here. Bart Hill alongside my broadcast partner, Dick Newman. Kind of a unique situation, as we explained on the Subway pregame show. And we are just about ready to start here. They're just announcing the players as they're running out to their positions. And let's run through the State Farm starting lineups one more time now that we got them set on stone here. And we want to thank Tony Rada Agency for State Farm. Like a good neighbor, they are there for us, and so is Tony, and so are Dick and I, broadcasting this game. So for the visiting team, again, Dylan Keimig, the shortstop, batting two. Dylan Geiser, second baseman. Caden Mortensen is the number three spot. Davis Patzer is the cleanup hitter. Caden Molden is the third baseman. T.J. Mitchell playing center field. Landon Weber catching today. Brock Bjornhild is the pitcher. And Peyton Rademacher is the right fielder. And Dick, I don't know if you want to run down their defensive players for Minnesota.
Okay, at third base, at first base is Tyler Lewinsky. The pitching, left-hander Brody Larson, playing third base. Peyton Check, at shortstop, Ryan Gallagher. He was the pitcher against Austin Boyd, the winning pitcher. And then Joey Lasek is in left field. Ryan Maher is in center field. Adam Gallagher is at second base. Dustin Fear in right field. And behind the plate catching is Carson Javiers.
Yeah, we got Minnesota as Brody Larson warming up. He is a lefty for the Vikings today. I've seen him pitch many times. He's got a good breaking ball and nice movement on his fastball. And Minnesota is wearing their mostly white uniforms. They've got the blue and gold striped socks, some of them. I like that, the one they pull them up, Dick.
Yeah, they do.
It's old school. And of course, Black Apollo wearing their black tops, white pants, and that's their standard uniform. So here we go, Dick. First pitch, Dylan Keimig leading it off.
There you go.
Dylan's been in that familiar spot all year long, leadoff position. He is batting .333 on the year, but don't let that deceive you, because Dick, we've seen him hit a lot of hard hit ball line drive outs.
That's right. And when he gets on base, he is a terror on the base path.
Correct. That pitch was high and away, ball number one for Dylan Keimig for the Eagles. Again, big implications here in the conference. It is not settled yet. Comes pitch number two, and that just caught the inside corner. Again, Dick, with that lefty, his ball is tailing away from the right-handed hitters, and he caught the inside pitch. And there's a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to Keimig. On deck is Dylan Geiser, left-handed hitter.
The men in red, we know, too.
Yeah.
A lot of times you call them blue, but they're in red tops tonight.
Ooh, that almost hit Dylan Keimig. 2-2 on the count. Yes, Clint Schiller is behind the plate. He looks like the guy from ZZ Top. He's umpired a lot of games in Madison.
Yes.
Both in the high school and summer. And Kevin DeShottish is doing first base today. Ooh, there's a 2-2 pitch and blew a fastball right by him, Dick.
Yeah, he did. Took a nice swing at it, so you'll remember that.
Yeah, you'd rather go down swinging. So that brings up the left-handed hitting Dylan Geiser. One out here for the Eagles. Top of the first inning, if you're just joining us, there's a little dribbler to the pitcher. Brody Larson is going to fire it to first base. Oh, and it's just a tad high and pulled the first baseman just off a little bit, Dick. So that is going to be an error.
Yes.
He had plenty of time. It's just a nice little two-hopper back to the pitcher, Brody Larson. He stepped in through. It's just a little bit high. So.
And Geiser couldn't get down the base path pretty fast, so I think he hurried that throw a little bit and then bounced off the first baseman's foot.
Yeah, correct. So now we got Caden Mortensen up now. That ball pitch was inside for a ball. And we know the Eagles like to run. We'll see what happens here with a left-handed pitcher. A lot of times in that situation, if they get the steal sign, they'll go on any kind of movement at all. There's a nice pitch. Ooh, boy. That was a good pickoff move.
Yes, it was.
Brody Larson looked home, looked to first, looked back home. Did an excellent move, almost got Geiser, And he threw a bullet over there.
He did, and I think he maybe the steal was on because he hesitated, leaned towards second, and then dove in.
That ball is inside, two balls, no strikes to Caden Mortensen, the number three hitter on the year. Caden Mortensen's batting .306 on the year. He's got 13 RBIs, which is second most on the team. A couple home runs. That ball is low inside. So right now we're looking at a lot of low inside pitches, Dick.
Yeah.
And we got one out. First base, 3-0 count to Caden Mortensen, the number three hitter for the Eagles. Here's a fastball, and that is a strike. He caught the corner there. Three balls, one strike. What a beautiful night.
Very nice, very nice. I think the clouds went northeast of us, and that's good because we're sitting right behind home plate outside.
Another pickoff attempt at first. That time Geiser was going back, got in safely. It's really a deceptive move, and I always say lefties are cheaters, you know. They just, you never know if they're doing the correct throw to first. There's a shot out to left field, left center, and it's going to drop in on the center fielder for a base hit for Caden Mortensen. Nice piece of hitting there, Dick.
First hit of the ball game, and he's had a hot bat of late. He's won a couple of ball games, and he also has a lot of power.
Yeah, he had that big walk-off two-run single against Pipestone after Pipestone took a lead on a two-run home run. So now we got Davis Patzer moving up to the cleanup spot here for the Eagles. He's batting .375 on the year, 11 home runs, 11 RBIs, 16 stolen bases, so we know he's got speed. That pitch is high and away from Brody Larson. One ball, no strikes. Mortensen on first, Geiser on second. One out here, top of the first inning. There's a pickoff attempt at second base. And Geiser gets in there. Kind of hit him in the foot, almost bounced away.
Mineota is not afraid to try that pickoff at second base. Sometimes it'll hit the runner that's diving back into the base, or it may drop down and go out in the center field. Next pitch to Patzer is in there for called strike one, yeah. So one ball, one strike.
That was a hard fastball, and that's going to be a tough pitch to hit if you can keep it right there. Larson checks the runners. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and there's another one right at the knees, Dick. I don't think Davis Patzer liked that, but if you're a pitcher, that's exactly where you want to throw him. Knee high and just on the inside part of the plate. There's a 1-2 pitch to Patzer. That one is high and away, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two on here. Just one out. Top of the first inning. Black Apollo taking on the Mineota Vikings.
Here in Dawson.
Here in Dawson. This is the last regular season game for both teams. That curveball is in front. They're going to try a stealing base down to third. And Geiser is out.
Nice throw there by the catcher. Got it right to the third baseman. The catcher, Javier's to third baseman. Check.
We've got a full count now to Davis Patzer here. So now we have two down. Mortensen was on first. Not sure if we can talk about that later. Let's see what happens here. All right. Not sure if he had the steal sign or if he just had the green light if he thought he could get to third. Mortensen did not try stealing from first base to second base. Just Geiser going from second to third. Catcher threw a bullet down there about 2 feet off the base, and it was and there's a high swing by Patzer, strike three for the Eagles. So after they had something going, Dick, two on and just one out, runner throwing out a third stealing and a strikeout, and that ends the inning for the Eagles. So we'll take a commercial break and be back with more high school baseball on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. High school baseball action. Lacaparo taking on the Mineota Vikings in last regular season game. Again, if you're wondering why we are playing in Dawson, it's because these games were scheduled for tomorrow, and it sounds like there's going to be some inclement weather on the way. So the ADs got together and said, let's move these games up to today. And so Dawson Boyd took on Mineota in the first game. Mineota won that game 6-1. and now Mineota is taking on the Lacaparra Valley Eagles. Dick, in that top of the first inning, the Eagles had a chance. They had something brewing.
Well, they did, and they tried to steal a base, and like you mentioned, the catcher threw a bullet down to the third baseman, and Dylan Geiser slid right into the tag.
Yes, he did. That was a no-doubter. So we got Brock Bjornholt is on the mound for the Eagles this year, 19 and two-thirds innings. He's got a 2.49 ERA. He's given up just 13 hits. He's had 28 strikeouts and just 8 walks in 19 and two-thirds innings, exactly what you want to do as a pitcher.
Yep.
The Eagles have a deep pitching staff. I don't know who's available from Friday night's game, but this is the last regular season game, the tune-up game before the section playoffs start on Saturday. But again, the conference has not yet been decided. So we got number 9, Parker Bradley, the designated hitter, right-handed hitter here for the Vikings. Brock Bjornholt going out of the lineup, takes a sign. There's the pitch, and it is a strike right at the knees. And we know this Mineota team is very athletic, and I've seen them over the years, a very, very good team. There's a ball that's a little bit low, Dick, but he went after it. No balls, two strikes.
Yeah, they hit the ball quite well against Dawson. They only had 6 hits that fell in, but they got them at the right time. And Dawson, in their behalf, committed 6 errors.
Yeah.
I think only one of those 6 runs were earned.
Yeah. There's a big strikeout, that curveball. That's what you will see from Brock Bjornholt. His best pitch, and to me the best pitch on the Eagles staff, is that curveball that he throws. So it was a swing and a miss by Parker Bradley. Brings up Brody Larson here. Left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter. That ball came flying right at us, Dick. There's a net in front of us. We are almost directly behind home plate, about 3 feet from the backstop netting. So we have an excellent view. No balls, one strike here. There's that curveball.
Yep.
Well, so far, 5 pitches, 5 strikes for Brock Bjornholt.
I was really impressed watching Larson at the plate in the first game. Very, very fast runner, but he did get thrown off attempting to steal second base against a pretty good catcher for Dawson Boyd.
Correct. His curveball was low inside, 1 ball, 2 strikes now. To Brody Larson, here comes Bjornholt pitching, swing and a miss. That one was a fastball in the outside corner, got him.
Yep.
2 up, 2 down, 2 strikeouts.
So he's working for a 1-2-3 inning with strikeouts.
Correct. Got the third baseman now, Peyton Sheik, up to bat. You'd like to get a snapper mow him down inning.
There you go. And
hopefully your name or mine is drawn for that snapper lawnmower. For those of you that are old enough to know what I'm talking about, there was a Twins promotion back in the day, and they draw somebody's name, and if the pitcher ever struck out 3, it was a snap and mow them down inning, and they got their lawnmower. 2 balls now. Those 2 were well outside of the strike zone, low and away. 2 balls, no strikes to Peyton Sheik. Again, bottom of the first inning here in Dawson, Mineota, Lacaparra, no score so far, 2 outs. And the number 3 hitter up, Peyton Sheik. There's a fastball, swing and a miss, just got a piece of it. 2 balls, 1 strike to Peyton Sheik.
That had him fooled for a little bit, but he did, was able to fall off, right off the very end of the bat.
That one was low, 3 balls, 1 strike. Yeah, Brock Bjornholt, when he gets his curveball going, it's a late breaker, too, so it starts out looking like a fastball, and it just drops off the table, as they say. And sometimes you see the batters trying to whiff at it. Here comes a 3-1 pitch, and that one is low. So all 4 balls he threw to that batter, Dick, were low and away. Nice stop by Landon Weber back there. That is a walk, and that will bring up the cleanup hitter, Ryan Gallagher, the shortstop. And I think you mentioned he threw that complete game victory over Dawson.
13 strikeouts.
That is a good day on the mound.
Yes. Threw hard.
Pretty good lead over there. First, there's a hit out to right center field, and it's going back, chasing is Rademacher. He will not get it. It goes out to the fence. They're going to send the runner, waving him home. Here comes the throw. No, they're not going to throw it. And that'll be a stand-up double for Ryan Gallagher.
He might have missed third base.
Well, there you go, Dick. We'll see if anyone caught that. Now, in high school baseball, you don't have to do an official appeal. All you have to do is say, did he miss the base, yes or no? And if the umpire saw it, they would call him out. But they're not going to do that. All right. A two-run double by Gallagher gets Mineota on the board, 1-0. Here comes number five hitter, Joey Lossick, left fielder. He was a late substitution for Eli Greenis. Not sure what happened there, but nonetheless, he is in the lineup now. He's got a chance to give Mineota one more run if he can get a base hit here. Peyton Rademacher gave chase of that. He just couldn't catch up to it. There's a strike. One ball, one strike now. And Mineota, number five hitter. What a beautiful night. I don't think there's hardly a leaf moving.
We deserve some good nights.
That's like right. That. One ball, two strikes now. Bjorn Eld checking the sign. Dylan Geiser holding the runner on at second base. Not too close. With two outs, he's going on the crack of the bat anyway. Here comes 1-2 pitch. And that's curveball low. The ground ball over to Molden at third base. He slings it over to first for the out to prevent further damage. But Mineota comes up with that two-out double by Ryan Gallagher to go up 1-0. So we'll head to the top of the second inning after these messages from your fine sponsors.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Dawson High School Baseball Action. Mineota and Lackawanna Valley. Mineota scored that big two-run two-out double, Dick. All right, leading off for the Eagles, the third baseman, Caden Molden. He recorded the last out. Next up is T.J. Mitchell and Landon Weber to follow. Top of the second inning, if you're just joining us, there's a strike from the left-handed pitcher, Brody Larson. Caden Molden, a left-handed hitter. And he's tied for the lead with two home runs on the year with Caden Mortensen. There's a shot down the left field line, just foul, though.
You know, we've watched him in some batting practice and practices that when there isn't a game, and his power is to left field.
Yeah,
and he went with the pitch there. But
yeah, he can hit it to all field. You're right, Dick.
Yes,
that 333 on the year. 14 RBIs. And oh, there's a caught looking a little bit low and away. Did not like that call, but nonetheless, he didn't make that decision. So he is running up. Third strikeout already for Brody Larson.
That's right.
Brings up the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell. T.J. Mitchell on the year is batting .225. He's got 11 stolen bases and just one extra base hit. Typically, he does not hit for power. First pitch is a ball. Ball one to T.J. Mitchell. One out here. We're in the top of the second inning. 1-0 Mineota. Eagles trying to get some base runners on here. There's a curveball, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to T.J. Mitchell. It's kind of a slower breaking ball.
It is, yeah.
But nonetheless, it's effective. Comes a 1-1 pitch from Larson. That is high in a way.
Mitchell generally will make contact, and when he gets on base, he can fly, too. Those big, long legs.
Correct. Has just 10 there's a shot down the line, and that's a fair ball right past the third baseman. T.J. Mitchell is rounding. He's going to stop and go back to first base. boy, credit to the left fielder out there for getting that ball in a hurry. It looked like that had a double written all over it, but the left fielder got it, spun around, hit the cutoff just like you're supposed to do. But nonetheless, T.J. Mitchell has the first hit or second hit for the Eagles. And it brings up the catcher, Landon Weber. Landon, just a junior this year, batting 265. He's got a double. Two doubles for his extra base hits. Pretty good lead by Mitchell over there. There's a swing and a miss. Hard swing there by Landon Weber, the catcher.
Does a nice job behind the plate.
Yeah, he's really improved over the years, the last 2 years, hasn't he? And that's why he's in that starting spot. Well, that was close. Again, Larson, he's just got a very deceptive move. Fires it over there. And first baseman dropped it. I don't know if they would have had him out or not. It was close.
Got a good move.
No ball is one strike to Landon Weber, the catcher. Comes a pitch, and that was high inside. Now the catcher throws down to first. They are aggressive throwing the ball, aren't they?
They are. they're not afraid to do that.
No. We've seen, I think, four or five throws to first. We've seen a throw to second. Now the catcher threw it down to first. One ball, one strike, one out here. There's a swing and a miss. Well, that inside fastball is going to be tough to hit for the Eagles if Brody Larson puts it there all day. Got the lights on here at the Dawson Baseball Park. Beautiful park. So many improvements over the years. Another swing and miss. Or a strikeout there.
Four strikeouts already for him.
Wow, four strikeouts. Here comes the pitcher, Brock Bjornhild. He can help himself out if he can keep this inning going. Got two outs here in the top of the second inning with T.J. Mitchell on first. Got a pretty good lead. He's leaning. We'll see what happens. Nope, he didn't go there. That ball is low inside. Ball 1-2, Brock Bjornhild. Get some stats on Bjornhild. He's batting just 150 on the year. It's just one extra base hit. There's that familiar inside fastball. They're really going to have to turn on that quickly if they want to make contact, but that's exactly what T.J. Mitchell did. Hit it down the line. One ball, one strike, two out there. They got him. They got him. Yep. They picked it off. That time looked like I think T.J. was going. And he just got froze, went back. By then it was too late, and that is the third out of the inning. So the Eagles come up scoreless here in the top of the second. We're going to head to the bottom of the second inning. Mineota up to bat, leading 1-0. High school baseball on Q92. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. We're in the bottom of the second inning, high school baseball action. Mineota leading 1-0 over the Eagles. This is the final regular season tune-up game for both teams. It is a Camden Conference game, and like we mentioned, it is the final one. Mineota has two losses in the conference, as does Lackawanna Valley. KMS is leading the conference. They are the five-time defending conference champs. And if they take care of business and beat Dawson on Wednesday, they'll be the six-time conference champs.
Yeah. Good program there.
That's right. Ryan Maher up center fielder. That first pitch was low and away from Bjornhild. He's a right-handed hitter. Big, strong guy there. I'm guessing he was probably a fullback or something, Dick. He's got some meaty legs on him.
He does. Yeah. Either that or a pulling guard.
Yeah, and I would not want to see him if I was a defensive player. Got a short, compact stance. Here comes a pitch, and there's a ground ball to third baseman. Nice stab by Molden. Throws it across the field, and they will not get him. Great effort, though, by Caden Molden. And Maher runs down the line very quickly. It would have, I don't know if we would have got him even if it got squeaked by Mortensen at first base, but I think he was safe anyways. We're going to give him an infield hit.
Yeah.
Base hit for Ryan Maher. Brings up the second baseman, Adam Dolliger.
His hits are two apiece now.
He's a right-handed hitter. Not a big lead at all for Maher over there. There's a bunt attempt going right down first baseline. Mortensen's going to pick it up, and he will tag the runner. But that thing shot out of there quickly.
He picked it up with both hands, and he held on to the ball in his glove and tagged him with that. A lot of times you'll tag with the glove, and the ball slip out of there.
Exactly. I always tell him, hold on to it for dear life. All right, so now they got a runner in scoring position. Dustin Fear, the right fielder, is up to bat here. For Mineota, already leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Gorgeous night here in Dawson. And you know, Dick, we got to give kudos to Dawson for putting this on here.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort, and all of a sudden you're getting a double header on short notice, and everything looks great. Ooh, that hit him right on hit the umpire. They both got hit. But I think it only goes down as one hit batter. So, needless to say, there's two runners on now. First and second brings up the number nine hitter, the catcher, Carson Javers. He's a right-handed hitter, so we'll see what they do here. I can't imagine the bunt, but they got the top of the order, Parker Bradley, coming up next. So after having a pretty decent start, Brock Dornell throwing a few more balls now, hit that batter. Checks the runners. There's a pitch, and that is high and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out here, two runners on for Mineota, bottom of the second inning. They have a 1-0 lead in the Camden Conference Baseball finale for these two teams.
Yep.
He checks the runners. Here comes the pitch, and that is in the dirt, and it gets by Weber. And that's going to skip far enough away where the runners are going to advance on that wild pitch. They did a nice job of blocking it. It was that curveball. It really skipped outside and low. We've seen that a couple times now. And he slid over, but when he blocked it, it caromed off away from him. And that allowed the runners to move up. So now scoring position. And let's see, is the defense playing up? I can't see the second baseman, Dick.
No, he's back.
There's a hard fastball swing and a miss there from Carson Javers. So, yeah, the infield is playing, looks like, back a little bit. Maybe going to concede the run. It's a ground ball to them. We'll see here. There's a fastball right at the knees. Two balls, two strikes here. Needless to say, this is a big batter for Brock Bjornhild.
Yes, it is.
Checks the runners again. Here comes the set. There's a pitch, and that is high ball three. Three balls, two strikes, full count. Just one out here. Bottom of second inning. And his pitch count is probably starting to creep up there a little bit.
Starting to, yeah.
Sends the pitch. Fastball fouled off. Nice placement. Right across the top of the strike zone for Carson Javers. And top of the order, Parker Bradley on deck for the Vikings.
Another foul ball.
No, another fastball.
This will be the eighth pitch to him.
Three balls, two strikes, one out, two on. Checks the runners. Here comes the pitch, and that's low and gets away, but the hook bounced right back to Weber. So the runner at third had no chance of scoring there. We got a padded backstop here. It's probably about 20, 25 feet back. And bounced right off, came right back to land to Weber. So we got a timeout here. Coach Bjorgan is going to go talk to his pitcher there. And, Dick, in this situation, what do you tell your young pitcher?
Just try to get it in there. Try to throw strikes. Bases now are loaded, so there's no place to put them.
That is correct.
And I don't know, see if they'll bring the corners were almost on the grass, but see if they bring in the shortstop and second baseman up on the grass.
Yeah, we'll see how they played here, and that's one thing, too. It's not always just talking to the pitcher about some mechanics or little things. It's also setting your infield to make sure you get where they want them. The infielders are coming. First and third are really up in the grass, and it looks like our middle infielders are back for double play depth.
Okay.
So they will try to turn two if they can. The corners will come home. So we got full count here, one out. Here comes a pitch from Bjornhill, that one was high. In this inning, he had first batter at a 2-0 count, gave up his hit, and then he gave up a sacrifice bunt, and then hit a batter with one strike and a full count walk to the next batter. That ball is low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, so we'll see how Parker Bradley handles this pitch. 2-0, sometimes you're going to get a nice, fat, juicy one down the middle, but you know, with the bases loaded and one out, and he's kind of struggling a little bit, we'll see if he goes after it. And, ooh, that was a high strike there, Dick.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike.
Well, he was a strikeout victim first time up.
In fact, Brock Bjornhild struck the first two batters of the game out for that two-out walk and two-out hit. There's a mighty swing in there. Two balls, two strikes now to Parker Bradley. Bases loaded. Bottom of the first inning, Mineota 1, Lacaparra 0. The right-handed hurler for the Eagles. Here comes it. Here's a pitch, and it's popped up, going foul. The young fan with the glove, and a fantastic catch. That might be the Ag Plus cooperative play of the game. We had a young Dawson Boyd fan over there, I believe, and he had his glove on, and he's on the side of the hill, which even makes it more difficult. The degree of difficulty was high on that one. He ran down the hill and caught it. There's a swing and a miss.
That's a big out.
That was a
second
big out.
Strike out. That brings up the opposing pitcher, Brody. He was a strikeout victim first time up, Brody Larson. And we have a courtesy runner for the catcher.
And we've got a number on that, number 18. Is that what that is? That would be Kyson Hart. We'll go do some courtesy running here. Yeah, Brody Larson, he could really help himself out here because with two outs, runners are going to be flying on any kind of contact. So a base hit most likely is going to score two. But for the Eagles, Brock Bjornhild, boy, if he could get an out here somehow and dodge that bullet, what a big momentum change for the Eagles. That pitch is low. Hey, we
nice.
Talked about Landon Weber.
Yeah, nice stop. Yeah, he'll drop right down to his knees and take it off the chest protector and try not to get it behind him. Keeps it in front of him.
Excellent job. One ball, no strikes to Brody Larson. Here comes the delivery by Bjornhild. That's a swing and a miss. Almost looked like a changeup there.
And one thing Larson does is he really steps out of towards the first baseman, so pitch him outside.
Yeah, and that's what got him the first time. There's a swing and a foul ball going to our left, well over. Might hit a car. How does it bounce between two vehicles? One ball, two strikes, though. Brock Bjornhild is going out of the lineup now. He's one pitch away from getting out of this inning and getting his team back in the dugout. With hopes of scoring, one ball, two strikes to the left-handed hitting pitcher Brody Larson. Here comes the pitch from Bjornhild, and that is high and away. Two balls, two strikes.
Really peered into the target that Landon Weber gave him, but he was way high. So two balls, two strikes.
All right, he's checking the sign, shaking him off, nodding his head. Looks like they're setting up fun.
Batter takes time.
Batter takes time, which is a good thing. You don't want to sit up there too long. But, yeah, when he struck out the first time up, Brody Larson, that was that fastball right in the outside part of the plate. And like you said, he steps towards first. He's a left-handed hitter. Here's a pitch. There's a ground ball. It's going to Mortensen. He's going to field it. Underhand toss to Bjornhild. And they got him. Yeah. Bang, bang, play.
Yeah. I remarked Larson really going to get down that base path. But, nice movement there by Bjornhild to beat him by a step.
Half the crowd loved that play. Half of the crowd did not love that play. So that ends the inning for Mineota with no scores. We're going to head to the top of third inning still. Our score is Mineota 1, Lacaparra 0. You're listening to the High School Baseball on Q92. Back after these messages.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. High school baseball partio alongside my broadcast partner, Dick Newman. Dick, we've played two innings so far. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, Mineota, very aggressive, and the Eagles lucky to get out of that jam. Brock Buringo starts things off. He was up when that attempted stolen base was made.
Correct, but the officials called timeout. Not sure what they're talking about here. It was a pitch, it was a ball, and all of a sudden the home plate umpire, Clint Schiller. Oh, they're talking about something on his wrist. He's got something on his wrist that he's wearing. So if you're a pitcher, they do not want you wearing any wristbands, anything like that, white on your, like a white throwing sleeve or anything like that. Distracts the hitter. It's part of the rules of uniform for the state high school league, so he had to take that off. It looked like maybe it was a little rubber band type of thing. But anyways, one ball, no strikes here to Bjornhild. There's a curveball and little one hopper to the third baseman, fields it cleanly, fires across, and he is safe.
Wow. Good also.
He took a long time on that throw, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He had a strong arm, but he wound up and took an extra step and fired it across, but Bjornhild beat it out safely for an infield hit. And like Dick mentioned, you know, he had a 1-1 count in that inning before when they picked off T.J. Mitchell, so he started this inning. Now they're looking at finding a courtesy runner for Bjornhild. It'll be Brant Schomer, number 14. So the Eagles got something going here, leadoff hitter on in the top of the third inning. Again, the Eagles are the visitors. This game was supposed to be played tomorrow in Mineota, but because of the heavy rains forecasted, they moved it here to Dawson. So we've got Peyton Rodham out there up the bat here. We'll see if they try any bunt attempts. Would not surprise me in this situation with a 1-0 game. Both teams have two hits.
I've got three hits for Rockabarro.
Yeah, that is correct. That is their third hit now. Yeah, I'm just looking at the scoreboard. You're right. They did not put up that third hit yet. So they got three hits for the Eagles, and they're really taking some time here. The umpire is writing down that courtesy runner. They are not an official player. They have to be a legal player to be a courtesy runner, but if he's a courtesy runner here, he cannot enter this inning as a regular runner or a pinch hitter. He has to wait. So here comes a bunt attempt, and that was outside, and he whipped on that one. One strike to Rademacher.
Well, it looks like they give an error on that.
Oh. So I don't know. He fielded it cleanly.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Almost picked him up. Yeah, it was just a nice one hopper, and he kind of took a couple steps. He pounded it in his glove, wound up, and he threw it. By that time, Bjornhild was already safe.
Right.
So I would be surprised if Mineota didn't call that a hit as well. But nonetheless, we're going to count it as a hit. There's another bunt attempt. That was high, so he pulled the bat back. One ball, one strike to Peyton Rademacher, the right fielder. Rademacher in the season batting just 207. As one extra base hit, a double, five RBI. There's a bunt attempt, and that was outside again. That fastball that Brody Larson had tails away from a right-handed hitter, it looks like it's going to catch the outside part. Good eye up there by Peyton Rademacher.
Yes.
To pull that bat back. You got to be careful at first base. There's a bunt attempt. He got it down this time.
Nice
a beautiful
ball.
Bunt. Catcher's going to pick it up. They're going to throw it, and he pulled his... Ooh, boy, I would call if he pulled his foot there. I think they're going to challenge this one because,
yeah.
To me, Dick, he clearly pulled his foot. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes. So the catcher had to make a fantastic play, though. Carson Javers and they are going to leave him out. Wow, that was interesting. Wow. So nice play by the catcher to get Peyton Rademacher. Goes out as a sacrifice to the three put out, but nonetheless he gets Brock, or the runner, Brant Schulmer, to second base in scoring position. And the top of the order, Dylan Keimig up to bat.
And that third baseman was charging. Schulmer could have circled second and maybe up in the third. I didn't see the left fielder if he came in or not.
Yeah, it was like he was kind of pretty intent of just getting to second base, but you're right. All the fielders came up to try to field that. There's a high curveball, two balls, no strikes to Keimig. And, yeah, if he would have been watching the play unfold and looked at third base, nobody was there. Again, the Eagles, top of the third inning, down 1-0. They have a runner in scoring position, top of the order, Dylan Keimig up, 333 on the year for Keimig. There's a fastball swing and a miss. We marked on that before, Dick, that inside fastball by Brody Larson is really tough to hit. 15 walks on the year, though, for Keimig. 13 stolen bases. That one is high and away. Three balls, one strike. Brody Larson, left-handed pitcher for the Vikings. Again, Ryan Dolliger got them a win in game one against Dawson Boyd. That ball is low and in the dirt, so a walk. And Kevin Larson's going to take time out. He's going to talk to his pitcher. We'll see what happens here. Also happens to be his son.
First walk given up by Larson.
Yeah, he's been doing a nice job of pitching. And, you know, when I talked to Coach Larson before the game, you know, they had to obviously win that first game. They wanted to get Dolliger a shot at that. And he's also, Paul Ramo reminded me, he was the starting quarterback for the state football championship team. So obviously a very impressive athlete. And a lot of these guys were on that team. But I think he wants to just remind them, we got a left-handed hitter up. You got a force out at first, second, or third. We got a 1-0 lead. Just go ahead and throw strikes, make them put it in play. So now the timeout is over. And brings up Dylan Geiser. And what did he do his first time up, Dick?
He reached on an error, and then he was thrown out trying to steal third base.
That's right. Yeah, he hit that little comebacker to the pitcher, Larson. He stepped and just threw it a little bit high to pull the first baseman off. So here's the first pitch to, they're going to try to pick him off at second. That's the second time we've seen that.
Yeah.
And Schulmer gets underneath safely, waits for the umpire to give him the go-ahead to stand up. So we'll do it all over again. No balls, no strikes. Dylan Geiser, one out here, two on again. We had two on the last inning and just did not get him around. Well, the first inning, there's a strike. That was really low. No balls, one strike, two Geiser.
First baseman's playing up on the grass, so... Nice big lead for the runner.
There's a nice fastball in the outside corner. No balls, two strikes to Geiser. He needs to put this in play and give his runners a chance. He got fast runners at first and second in Schulmer and Keimig. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He's checking them. There's the delivery, and that's way outside. A nice stop by Javers. I think his arm is like 3 inches longer now, Dick.
Yeah.
I don't know how he caught that. That was that was really out there. Here comes the pitch. One ball, two strikes from Larson. And there's a little ground ball back to Larson again. He slips, but he's going to make a throw and get him. So he dropped the first base and dropped the ball. He just literally dropped the ball, and that allowed Schulmer to come around and score. Boy, Brody Larson did an excellent job of fielding that, and he slipped a little bit, threw a ball about chest high. And the first baseman just dropped it, so it's going to be an E on the first baseman. And that allows a run to score. He was not going to score until he dropped that ball.
Right.
No RBI in the play. But that ties up the game.
Yes, it does. And Schulmer comes in to score.
There's a ground ball from Mortensen going to the second baseman. He's going to field it, fire it over. That time we have a catch for the second out. One pitch to Mortensen. Ground ball to second, over to first for the second out of the inning. The runners advance. So the runners at second and third for Davis Patzer struck out on a swinging fastball in the first inning. But, boy, he can redeem himself here, can he, Dick?
Yes, he can.
High and outside. One ball, so no strikes. We got another error on Mignola. Boy, they have not come to play today. Catcher threw it back to the pitcher and it got behind him, and alertly, Dylan Keimig runs home. So we got another error. with two unearned runs so far for the Eagles off these errors. Did you see exactly what happened on that, Dick?
I did not.
Pitch just threw it back, and I don't know if it just glanced off the pitcher's glove somehow, but nonetheless, it did allow a run to score. Now it's with the runner now. Davis Patrick gets hit right on the heel. Another runner on base. And now what do we got?
The hit batsman is a dead ball.
Now, Dylan Geiser sneakily trying to get to third base on that because it did go in the dirt, but it was after it hit him in the ankle. So, boy, they could really, really break things open here with a hit from Caden Molden. They still got two runners on. There's two outs, but there's a strike at the knees for strike one, Brody Larson. Sometimes you get a little frustrated out there if things aren't going well defensively, and that seems to be the case right now for Mineota. That ball is
his body language was not good on the ball that popped out of the first baseman or on the one that he dropped.
Yeah. One ball. That was a strike there. Is it one ball, two strikes?
Yep.
Okay, one ball, two strikes. Oh, yeah, because I missed that other one. One ball, two strikes to Molden, left-handed hitter here. There's a ball over to the left side, over the third base dugout, going to the parking lot. Not sure if it hit anything.
Didn't hear it.
One ball, two strikes. I guess it hit something. It hit the ground. One ball, two strikes to Caden Molden. Two outs here. Two in already for the Eagles, and two on. A lot of twos. Let's hope we can get two more runs. An error, strike three looking from Caden Molden. His second time he's gone down looking, but nonetheless, the Eagles score two runs to take the lead, and we're going to head to the bottom of the third inning. Eagles lead 2-1 over Mineota. You will be back, or we'll be back with more high school baseball action from Dawson on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Bartonwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Lovickson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. We are in the bottom of third inning high school baseball action. Mineota, Lacaparle with the two unearned runs there on one hit in the top of the third inning to take that lead. Brock Bjornell, the 2-0 count now to Peyton Sheik. He is the third baseman. There's another ball, three balls, no strikes. When he's missing, Dick, they seem to be low.
Yeah. He walked the first time and scored the only run for Mineota.
The 3-0 pitch. That's a strike. Three balls, one strike. Bottom of the third inning. Yeah, it was kind of a lackadaisical effort by the Vikings there in the top of the third inning. There's a shot. The second baseman fields it on one knee, fires it over for the out. One out. 4-3 put out there. Brings up shortstop Ryan Gallagher now.
He doubled the first time up.
Yeah, he had that big two-out RBI double. Hit it out to right center past Peyton Rademacher out there to score the Vikings' only run of the game. One out here, bottom of the third inning. Bjornhild going out of the windup. He's in his third inning of pitching. That's a strike down the middle. What do we got for a line score for Bjornhild so far?
One run on three hits. No errors, and four left on base.
He had to dodge a big bullet there.
Yes,
with bases loaded, just one out, the last thing. One ball, one strike. And that ball is a strike on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes.
Neither pitcher, and that's good. Waste much time. They get the ball back and get the sign and into the windup.
There's a high curveball. Two balls, two strikes from Brock Bjornheld, the right-handed pitcher, junior for the Lackawanna Valley Eagles. And thrown just over 19 innings on the season so far. It's a 2.49 ERA. There's a curveball popped up to our right. That's going to make the street. It'll be a foul ball for some lucky kid. Still two balls, two strikes. Again, coming into this game, Bjornheld, 28 Ks and just 8 walks. That's pretty impressive. So that's a swing and a miss. Nice fastball right at the knees. We're out number two. How many strikeouts does he have now?
He's got four now.
Four strikeouts for Bjornheld. Brings up the left fielder, number one, Joey Lasek. He grounded out to the third baseman. There's a swing and a miss foul ball. Strike one now. You see the difference, you know. We scored two runs. Brock Bjornheld was just pumped up out there. He just wanted to get that ball and going. And after a couple of errors, Brody Larson was a little dejected. Going to try a bunt for a hit. Goes back to Bjornheld. He got a fast runner. Will he get him? And they did just in time. Nice play by Brock Bjornheld to get the speedy runner for the Vikings. And that's a 1-2-3 inning, Dick.
Yeah, it is. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base.
All right, we're going to head to the top of the fourth inning. The Eagles leading 2-1. High school baseball action on Q92. Join us after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Pierce in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Pierce offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Pierce team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Pierce and apply online at PurisFoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. High school baseball action. Right now we're in the top of the fourth inning. The Eagles are going to bat, starting it off with T.J. Mitchell. 2-1 now. Eagles have got those two unearned runs in the third inning. They're hoping to add to that total. Again, this is the final regular season game for both teams, and then we'll get some seeding action, I believe, on Wednesday, Dick. And playoffs starting on Saturday. Hard to believe.
Yeah. And we know Lackawanna and Dawson Boyd will be hosting on Saturday.
Correct. And talk about Dawson. We got the baseball team. Most of them are sitting up to our right here watching it. There's a big student section from both Lackawanna and Dawson watching this game. There's a swing and a miss from T.J. Mitchell. He singled his first time up, and Dawson Boyd has just two losses in the conference, so they have to hope that they can beat KMS on Wednesday to claim a piece of that conference championship. A lot of things have to unfold so far. No balls, two strikes, here comes the pitch, and that was high and inside, almost hit him. Oh, there's some lights on in the vehicle up there, and looking right at the third baseman. Here comes a one ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss from T.J. Mitchell. Another strikeout. How many does Larson have so far?
It'll be five.
Five strikeouts from Brody Larson, the left-handed pitcher. I believe he is a senior this year. Landon Weber, his second at-bat, struck out his first time up. He's the catcher for the Eagles today. Landon Weber batting 265 on the year. Just six RBIs, a couple doubles. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
I think he's probably had a string of strikeouts in the last couple of games. I don't know what happened up in Morris, but
That was a curveball swing and a miss by Weber. No balls, two strikes, one out here in the top of the fourth inning from Dawson. 2-1, Eagles lead. There's a swing and a miss again. Yeah, just kind of pulling his head a little bit, isn't he, Dick?
Yeah. Number six strikeouts.
Brock Bjornheld up? Yeah. Infield hit on Brock Bjornheld because the third baseman did not bobble it. He just took his time. And there's a pop-up. It's going to go to shallow right field. The right fielder's got it camped. And, oh, boy, it just went right over his head. So another miscue. He didn't touch the ball. He came running up and...
You have to give them another hit then.
Yeah, we'll see what they do after they give an error on the scoreboard. We'll have to get the official word from Coach Bjorgan to see what they did, or maybe
if it didn't touch
Coach Larson. Well, yeah, it came up and it looked like he kind of maybe lost a little bit. You know, and this is that time where the lights are just, you know, the lights are starting to get a little bit darker. The sky's kind of light. There's some light clouds up there, and maybe you just couldn't quite see it, but nonetheless. Ooh, and that one hit him. Peyton Rademacher gets hit by a pitch. He's gotten hit quite a bit this year. So after Brody Larson strikes out the first two batters, they get that seeing eye miscue hit out in right field. Brant Schomer is in, and then Peyton Rademacher gets hit by a pitch. And again, Brody Larson is not real happy out there. And they're forcing him to throw some extra pitches and get some extra outs. And you got top of the order, a very good hitter, Dylan Keiming, up to bat. There's a pitch on the inside corner, strike number one. No balls, one strike to Dylan Keimig. He's officially 0 for 1 on the day. Struck out his first time up, walked and scored a run. His second time up, heads up play by him. There's a swing and a miss. And he was on third base, and that ball just got by the pitcher a little bit when the catcher was relaying the ball back to him after a pitch. And it was just enough for Keimig to score. But he's down 0-2 right now. And that one goes behind him all the way to the fence, almost hit me. And the runners are going to advance. So if that goes behind him, Dick, is that an inside pitch or an outside pitch? I just never know.
I always told people, pitch like that, drop the bat. Because sometimes it hits the bat and it's a foul ball or possibly a fair ball.
There's a foul ball. That one went back into the net and bumps right back. So still one ball, two strikes. Yeah, I have seen it before where a batter has ducked, it's hit his bat, and it has actually gone fair. And I can't remember who it was, but they're a fast runner like Dylan Keimig. This was years ago, and he actually beat it up for a hit. There's a high fly ball, but that is foul.
Get out of play. Get out.
Down the left field line, and
boy,
it's going to hit the side.
Three Vikings chasing left fielder, shortstop, and third baseman. Now, I noticed Keimig now with two strikes. He choked up on the bat a little bit, so keep that swing down a little bit and just make contact.
Good observation. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on here for the Eagles. And here's Keimig. There's another fly ball. That one might stay in if it comes back a little bit. Did he make that catch? Oh, my gosh, Dick. What a catch. The third baseman, wow, that was impressive. The third baseman out there, Peyton Sheik, he reached up, jumped over the fence, and made a grab on that foul ball for the final out. Kudos to him. And that will end the inning for the Eagles without a run. They leave two stranded, and we're going to head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Our score is still Lacapro 2, Mineota 1. We'll be back after these messages from our great sponsors.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. We ended that last half inning on a fantastic catch by Peyton Sheik, the third baseman for the Vikings. He had to climb the fence over there, reach way over, and he nabbed that ball to get their team out of a jam. And Ryan Maher, the center fielder, will lead off for the Vikings. He singled his first time up. And if you're just joining us, bottom of the fourth inning, we are in Dawson. And the Eagles are leading 2-1. There's a curveball swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Brock Bjornheld. It sounds like it's going to be a complete rainout tomorrow. I'm not sure if they've made a decision yet on the first round of the section softball playoffs.
Ooh.
What you see on that one, Dick? That was a long curveball outside. He went after it. I don't think his bat was quite long enough. No balls, two strikes. Let's see if he brings that same pitch back, and he did. Ground ball to shortstop. Timing has got, oh, no, no, right between his legs. He was waiting for that third hop, and it just kind of skipped. And he's going to reach on an error.
First error on the Eagles.
And that brings a tying run on base. And now we've got Adam Gallagher, second baseman. He bunted his first time up, made a nice bunt, went all the way to the first baseman, Mortensen. So we'll see if they elect to try bunting again with him. Here is the bunt. That one's another bunt down the first baseline. Bjornell's going to pick it up. He's going to make the. He's got some speed up there. He did get him in time. It was close, though. A lot closer than you would think. Another sacrifice bunt. 1-3 this time. Bjornell to Mortensen for the first out. Tying run is now at second base. Ron Maher brings up Destin Fear. He was hit by a pitch. His first time up. The right-handed hitter stands a little bit taller. There's a swing and a miss. Strike to one to Bjornell. Got up at a big jam last time. Bases loaded, just one out. And he's got a runner in scoring position right now. We'll see if he can pull the Houdini act again. Checks runner at second. Here comes the pitch. And that was a swing and a miss. Popped out of Landon Weber's glove. Almost looked like it was close to hitting the catcher's mitt, which would be interference. He stands a little bit far back in the box, so no balls, two strikes here to Destin Fear. With the runner on, one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. That one, ooh, that went behind the batter there, all the way to the wall. And not a good spot for a two-strike pitch, huh, Nick?
No.
The runner goes to third base on that one, yeah. Generally, when you have two strikes, you want to throw something that they'll maybe try to swing at and miss, but that one went behind him. One ball, two strikes, one out. A runner on third now. Ryan Maher, here comes the pitch. And third ball. Swing and a miss for the second out.
Second strikeout for him. And now Bjornell has five strikeouts.
All right, Carson Javer's up now. He walked his first time up. He's got a chance to tie the game here if he can put the ball in play and score that runner. There's that curveball again.
Right.
Boy, he's really going to that curveball, isn't he?
Yeah. The bread and butter.
And it's kind of a little bit greasy and slippery like butter. Hard to get. It's going to be hard to butter that bread if they can't touch it. One ball. Or excuse me, no balls. One strike, two outs here. That one's low.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, looked like it maybe crossed the catcher up a little bit. He was setting up outside, and that ball is inside and low. Nice job by Landon Weber. Getting a lot of dirt in his uniform today. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And it's a good ball. It's going to be laced out to right field. We'll see if Rademacher can get it. No, that is over his head. And he is flying around first. He's going to second. It'll be a double for sure. And he is going to hold up. Wow, that was outside curveball. And he powered that over the right fielder's head for a double. Wow.
And that ties an RBI, too.
Yeah, and that ties the game. 2-2 now. Eagles and Mineota. Yeah, generally when you see a two-strike at-bat with the curveball outside, you don't see that kind of power. But, boy, he sat on it nicely, waited, and put it over Rademacher's head and tied the game up. We got a runner now.
Tyson Arndt.
Courtesy run.
Yeah.
All right.
For the catcher.
So we got 2-2 now. Swing and a miss by the top of the order. Designated hitter Parker Bradley.
Strikeout victim twice.
All right. Well, if you're an Eagles fan, you want to make that the golden sombrero and do it again three times. But if you're Vikings, you can take a lead here with a hit. There's that curveball. Well, he's throwing that probably two out of three pitches, three out of four. He's lucky to go with the pitch that he's comfortable with. One ball, one strike, two outs here, one on, 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Beautiful night. And there's a high fastball. Well, he was earlier on. He was throwing that fastball pretty low, and maybe he just doesn't have confidence. And, you know, sometimes when you tell your pitchers, Dick, it doesn't matter what pitch you throw as long as you feel confident you can throw it for a strike. Two balls, one strike, and that one was low, and that skipped away from Weber. and moves the runner on down to third base. Now 3-1, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, if you're not real comfortable with that, that was just, you know, hit right in front of the plate and skipped low, and Landon tried to go down on his knees and block it, but it skipped off him, went to his left, back to the backstop, allows the runner to move up. 3-1, still 2 outs, though. He can get out of this with a decent pitch. There's a high fastball for a ball. Now we've got some strategy, Dick.
Yeah,
first and third from any other, and he's going to take off right for second base, and they got him in the hot box, and they're going to throw it home, and he is safe. Oh, man.
And we got another run.
All right, so on that walk, Parker Bradley just took off right for second base in a mad sprint. Bjornhild had the ball, so he threw it to second base, and then Parker Bradley stopped. Dylan Keimig was going to maybe look him back to first, but the runner at third base took off running. That was Carson Javers, and he just slid under the throw from Geiser to Landon Weber for the second run this inning and the go-ahead run. So that was an interesting. So you got to give the runner a stolen base coming home.
Here's the pitcher.
And a swing and a miss there by Brody Larson. That was a high fastball. Kind of a check swing, but he asked the home plate ump, asked the second base ump if he went, and yes, he did. So Mineota, little tomfoolery there,
yeah.
A little trickeration allowing them to score. And there's a timeout by the batter again. That pitch, he had started his motion, but both the umpire and the batter were stepping out for the timeout. So Brock Bjornhild here with 2 outs and a runner on. Got to hope they can get Brody Larson out to lessen the damage. There's a pop-up straight over the back of us. All the kids are running after that, so we got no balls, 2 strikes. What's Brody done his first 2 times up, Dick?
Struck out the first time. I don't know.
Grounded out to Bjornhild. There's a curveball up the middle, and that's going to go right through. T.J. Mitchell is charging it. They're sending the runner home. There's a long throw, and it goes past all the cutoffs and allows Larson to go down to second base. So he gets an RBI single on that. He moved to second on the throw, but that's enough to score Parker Bradley with their third run of the game. They now lead 4-2. And, Dick, we saw this quite a few times with the Eagles now. We were both up in the booth for the home tournament they had. And with those 2-out hits, they're trying to throw the runner out at the plate, and they just have no chance. You'd be better off hitting your cutoffs, keeping that force out, or keeping that runner at first base. Now Brody Larson is in scoring position after that RBI single. 3 runs now in for the Vikings. They're still batting. 2 outs, though. Runner on second, and now they're got another timeout. We're waiting for some baseballs, I believe. The kids are...
Get your headlights off.
Oh, no, we got headlights on another vehicle. If you're not familiar with the Dawson Field, the field was down low, kind of in a bowl shape. So a lot of the fans like to park right up to the top of the bank there and watch the game from their car. And sometimes if they have their radio on or if it's cold out, they have their heater on, the lights are on as well. And, you know, the first baseman and second baseman are looking right into that, so they're waiting for them. I'm not sure the person in there knows that they have their lights on or how to get them off because they're still on, so they're waiting. And maybe we have to make a public service announcement. If you're listening, if you're in the red car behind the third base dugout, your lights are on, and we would like those shut off. But... Well, as we're waiting here, it started off with error on the shortstop, Ryan Maher. He was sacrificed to second on a nice bunt by Adam Gallagher. And then Brock Bjornhild got the number 8 hitter to strike out. So there are 2 outs, and it was looking pretty good. And then Carson Javers on a 1-1 pitch hit an RBI double. That was followed up by, well, then he got the third on a wild pitch, and then that was followed up by a walk and a kind of a sneaky double steal situation. So it's 3-0. It's 4-2 now, excuse me. There's a swing and a miss. They've got 3 runs in so far. We're leading 4-2. Still have 2 outs here. Still have a runner on. Peyton Sheik is up to bat now. Third baseman made a great catch on a foul ball. No balls, 1 strike. There's a curveball. Comes in for a strike. It's a tall batter up there.
Yep.
He walked and scored his first time up, grounded out the second, his second time up, got a chance for an RBI. If he can get a base knock here, two strikes, and he swings at a way outside curveball. No chance on that one. Finally got the third out. So, but not before Mineota comes up with three runs on two hits, and they lead 4-2. And one error. As we head to the top of the fifth inning, Mineota now leading 4-2 in high school baseball action on Q92. We'll be back after these messages.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. We are in the top of the fifth inning. After Mineota scored three in the bottom of the fourth to take a 4-2 lead, Dylan Geiser on his second pitch grounded out to the second baseman. That brings up Caden Mortensen, the number three hitter. Signaled his first time up, grounded out his second time up. Eagles down by two here. Fifth inning, still a lot of time left. There's a ground ball to third baseman, and it is literally a base hit. It bounced and hit third base and went right over the top. As I was coming over today, I listened to the Twins game, and that's how they scored their first run. I don't know if it was Kyle Farmer or who hit it, but it was literally a base hit, bounced over the first baseman into the outfield and scored Willie Castro. So now we got Davis Patzer up with Mortensen on first base. Davis officially 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and he was hit by a pitch.
Second hit there for the ball game for Mortensen. 2-for-3.
Good start by Caden. 2-for-3. Haven't tried to steal a base yet. Larson has a good pickoff move. He has picked off one already, and there was a couple other close calls. So we'll see what the Eagles do here with one out, down by two. We are in the fifth inning here over in Dawson. Ooh, that almost hit Patzer. Wow. That was a high heat right at his helmet. He ducked out of the way. So one ball, one strike, one out, one on. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Camden Conference baseball action. There's a swing and a miss. Hard swing by Davis Patzer. How many strikeouts and walks has Larson had now, Dick? You got that total yet?
Just one walk, I think. A couple of hit batters.
And there's another strikeout.
Eight strikeouts for Larson.
Yeah, that pitch was well out of the strike zone, and Davis waved at that one. So two outs now here with Mortensen on first base. That Molden has gone down, looking both times up. There's a ball low. Again, if you're just joining us, it is the top of the fifth inning, a seven-inning scheduled game. Mineota up 4-2. There's another pickoff, and boy, that was close. It froze Mortensen. He kind of leaned towards second. And a lot of coaches in that situation just say, if you're not going to steal, take a very modest lead and get back on any kind of movement. There's a strike at the knees on Molden, one ball, one strike. That seems to be where they're pitching them, Dick. They're getting those fastballs right at the knees, a little bit outside. One ball, one strike to Molden. That one's well low and away. Two balls, one strike. Final regular season game for both Mineota and Lacaparo. Curveball. Strike two, two balls, two strikes. Mineota with just two losses in the conference. Lacaparo with two losses in the conference. Dawson with two losses in the conference. KMS with just one. A swing and a miss. The sombrero for Molden. That strikeout is the third out of the inning, so they leave one stranded on that base hit by Caden Mortensen. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score still remains Mineota 4, Lacaparo 2. We'll be back for the bottom of the fifth after these messages.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Thank you. All right, welcome back everyone to Dawson. We are here at a beautiful night, Dick. I don't know if you could ask for a better spring game for high school baseball playing at night.
Yeah, really is a nice. This is probably the calm before the storm. Right?
Yeah, that is true, unfortunately. Dick Newman along with Bart Hill here, broadcasting high school baseball from Dawson. Again, if you're just joining us, wondering why, it's because all the games tomorrow were rescheduled, most of them today. So Dawson took on Mineota in the first game here. Mineota beat them 6-1, and now Mineota is playing Lacaparo. That game was scheduled for tomorrow. Mineota smartly moved up to today. So here we go. Bjornhild in his fifth inning of work. Nice curveball for a strike. And how many strikeouts and walks does he have so far, Dick?
Bjornhild has just one walk and eight strikeouts.
Wow, great performance. Ryan Dolliger, the shortstop. There's a swing and a miss. Bjornhild ahead of the count here. And Mineota leading 4-2 after those three runs in their bottom half of the fourth inning. Arnold works quick. 0-2. Here comes a pitch, and it is outside. Fastball. That's, I would say, been his Achilles heel this game, Dick. When Chewy just can't locate that fastball consistently. Got a huge crowd on hand. They got
very nice.
Most
very
of the
nice.
Dawson people stuck around, yeah. Got Mineota fans, Lacaparo fans.
Like you said, it's a beautiful, beautiful day for a ball game.
Yes.
So after going, had all two of it even up at two and count is even at two balls and two strikes.
And I'm guessing curveball here. That is his best pitch. Oh, threw another fastball in the dirt. That one bounced past Weber. I'm surprised they didn't call for a curveball there. After he threw, now he's thrown three straight in the dirt. Not sure if Coach Biragon or Landon Weber is calling the pitches here. Being Brock Bjornhild will shake off a couple times, but not very many. Comes a pitch and a swing and a miss. For out number one.
Number nine.
Nine strikeouts. Joey Lasik up the bat now, left fielder. He had a nice hustle play there. I can't remember what inning it was, but it looked like we were for sure going to get a double. He chased that ball down the line and got it in right away. There's a strike at the knees. So Bjornhild seems to be getting up early than when he tends to get that full count. It's after being ahead 0-2 or 1-2. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Lasik. No balls, two strikes.
One thing I've noticed all season long for Bjornhild, he's got probably at least 10 miles an hour faster.
Correct. Pop up to their shortstop. Timing is going to call. Nope, Molden calls him off and makes the catch for out number two. Yeah, I would agree. You know, I've been watching him for a long time, watched him as a freshman. Then he started pitching a little bit better, had a nice postseason for the Junior Legion last year.
Last year, yes.
And then he got in some a lot of innings for the Eagles last year, and he's just continuing riding on that. Like I said, 19 and a third innings coming in. It's a curveball for a strike. And 28 strikeouts, just 8 walks in 19 and 2/3 innings. He's second in innings pitched behind Geiser, but he could, depending on how long he pitches tonight, he could tie him up if he can keep on pitching. So 1-1 one strike to Ryan Maher. He singled his first time up, got on an error his second time up, and scored, which is a little bit low. Ball two, 2-1, 1 strike, 2 outs here. Oh, they got the pitch count up there. Under the hits and errors, if that's correct, 89 pitches for Bjornhild. Again, you can throw 105 in high school baseball in the regular season. There's a swing and a miss. 2-2. And it goes up to 115 in the playoffs. So if he's at 104 pitches, he can start a batter and finish that batter, and it goes down as 105 pitches. There's a curveball, swing and a miss, got in the dirt. Weber's got to throw it down to first base, which he does. So that is the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 for the Vikings. The Eagles are going to come in top of the sixth. We're running out of chances. They trail 4-2 in high school baseball action from Dawson. Bart and Dick will be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Canby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Canby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Okay, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. Hey, this is an exciting game. If you're just tuning in, it's 4-2, and the Camden Conference, Dick, is still up for grabs.
Yes, it is.
The Eagles are the visitors on the scoreboard as this game was supposed to be played in Mineota. Brody Larson is pitching his sixth inning of work for the Vikings, doing a nice job limiting our chances. And the other thing probably most effective, Dick, is if the left-handed pitcher, he's taking that high-powered running game right out of our hands. Or our feet, I guess.
Yeah.
But T.J. Mitchell's going to lead it off for the Eagles in the top of the sixth. He's 1-for-2 officially, singled. And yeah, that left fielder made a great play on that one to take a double away from him. But and he struck out his second time up. So we need some base runners.
We do.
And put together some hits. How many hits do the Eagles have so far?
They have us down for three, but I think it's five.
Yes, I think so. Cause two of those, we really disagree with their judgment call. Ooh, boy, that almost hit him, and he called a strike on that. 1-1, 1 strike. It's curveball inside. But it doesn't matter whether you get 10 hits or 2 hits or no hits. Swing and a miss. I will tell you this true story, Dick. I once threw a no-hitter in when I was a sophomore in Babe Ruth baseball. But we lost 8-7. We had like 14 walks. And I was not our main pitcher. That ball was high inside, 2-2. I was not our main pitcher. The playoffs were coming up. So he said, they're not hitting you. I go, that's because there's nothing to hit. I said, you'll be fine. That ball was away. Full count now to T.J. Mitchell. We need base runners.
But he's got to be getting up there and pitch.
Yeah, 86, too. If that is correct. 86 pitches with him. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Larson. How many is that now?
Nine
strikeouts for Larson, including three straight now. He finished the last inning off with two strikeouts, and now this one. So three straight strikeouts, 9 total. Brings up the catcher, Landon Weber. He's been the victim twice now, 0-for-2 strikeouts, and he does not want to join the ranks of the sombrero, hitting three strikeouts.
He is overdue.
He is overdue.
He's overdue, like the last library book I had. I forgot I had it. So. One out here. No balls, one strike to Landon Weber, the catcher for the Eagles in the top of the sixth inning. There's another pitch. Now Brody Larson has got that little pop in his step and pop in his fastball. He's working fast, throwing strikes. He's dealing. No balls, two strikes to Weber. The Eagles need to get something going. There's a swing and a miss, and the catcher held on to it. Nice job by the catcher. So hold on to that Carson Javers for the second out. So four straight strikeouts now by Brody Larson brings up Brock Bjornhill, the pitcher. We have him officially for two for two. We had that infield hit and that ball that the right fielder misjudged. That one's fouled off, strike one. You can't just assume that an outfielder is going to catch it. You know, if he loses it in the lights or the sky or something like that and doesn't touch it, you tend to give him a base hit, get the benefit of the doubt. That ball's high and away. And, you know, I've watched a lot of Major League games, Dick, as you have, and there are so many plays that you're going like, why can't the Major League Baseball player make that play to get him a hit on it? It's like, that's ridiculous. It should be an error. But two balls, one strike now to Brock Bjornhild. Officially two for two. He's a pitcher of record still. We'll see how long he continues. Now Brody Larson up to pitch 93, according to the scoreboard. That ball is high. So here's one thing you start thinking about. I don't know what Mineota has as far as their pitching staff, but he's at 94 pitches. You can throw 105. You might think about maybe taking a pitch here down the line. That fastball's in there. Three balls, two strikes. Now full count to Brock Bjornhild. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Mineota leading 4-2. Camden Conference baseball action. Ooh, there's a low curveball went in the dirt. Well, he's got to throw it down the first, though. And he did. Catcher threw it down the first. He had to hit the dirt, so he did have to make a throw. So we get a strikeout for Larson. Catcher to first base for the third out. So the Eagles go down 1-2-3 on three straight strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score remains Mineota 4, Lacapaul 2. We'll be back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Water pipe broke.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Dawson. Beautiful evening here. High school baseball, the lights are on, the popcorn's popping, the dogs are dogging, and we got a whale of a game here. If you're just leading the Eagles 4-2 or bottom of the sixth inning, brings up Adam Gallagher, the second baseman, and our statistician Paul Ramos said that Adam was 3-for-4 with three RBIs in that win over Dawson Boyd earlier. I think they started that game at 4:30 today.
Right.
And he's got two sacrifice bunts today, so you talk about a versatile guy. He gets three hits and three RBIs in the first game, and then he has a bunt, and he does it twice. He's leading off here. There's a strike from Bjornhild. He's still working here. We've got 92 pitches from Bjornhild here in the sixth inning. It looks like Coach Bjorgan's going to ride him. A swing and a miss. Again, this is the final game for both of these teams. Seedings will come out Wednesday at some point. Not sure how Mineota is going to fare in the south half. There's a ground ball to Geiser at second base. Took a nice hop for him. Fires it over for the first out. 4-3 put out. One out.
Geiser went to his right. Looked like he slipped a little bit, but gathered it and made a nice throw over to Mortensen at first base.
They've got number 10 up here. Looks like we've got a pinch hitter. Eli Green is up to bat now. He was originally scheduled in the lineup.
Yeah.
Not sure why he came out, but he's going to bat nonetheless now. Pinch hit here, and he might stay in the game. We don't know, but as of right now, he is batting for Dustin Fear.
He had a good football season. He got injured. I think he broke his leg. And very good wrestler, but only wrestled
probably less than 15 matches right at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, that's, I believe he's a senior as well, right?
I think he's underclass.
Okay.
I think he's a junior.
Well, good. Then he's got time to come back. So,
yeah.
First pitch was low by Bjornhild, up to 94 pitches now. You're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Miniota will head 4-2. Eagles got to shut him out here and come back and rally. One ball, one strike now to pinch inning Eli Greenas. Bjornhild done a nice job getting out of some jams. There's another strike. One ball, two strikes. He got Miniota 1-2-3 last inning and hoping to do the same this inning and get into the dugout with hopes of tying this game or taking a lead. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Bjornhild, and that is high, right past Weber. And thank goodness there's a net back here, Dick.
We need to have a couple black guys.
Yeah, because I know I'm too slow and too old to move out of the way of those pitches anymore. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind-up pitch from Bjornhild, and that is a high curveball. Full count now to Eli Greenish. He's in the number 8 spot batting. That brings up Carson Javers next. Who had a big RBI double his last time up. And then they'll have the top of the order. So, of course, Bjornhild wants to get out of this. There's a high fast ball for ball 4. So Greenis does his job. Comes in off the bench. Draws a walk. Brings up Carson Javers. We've seen him make a couple of nice plays, a couple of nice throws by Javers. He threw out a stealing geyser at third base. And then he had to pick up a sacrifice bunt, made a heck of a play to throw out a runner. Made two nice plays here to get outs for the Vikings. Ahead 4-2 here. 99 pitches now. Bjornhild. Swing and a miss there. No balls, one strike, up to 100 pitches. Now, we don't know if that's accurate or not. That is a scoreboard running it. Both teams have a designated person that goes back and forth and they make sure that the pitch count is correct. There's a foul ball over to the right, going across the street. And if there should be a disagreement when it comes to tournament time, you should have an official book. They would be the determining factor. But in a regular season game, if there's a disagreement, it always goes to the home team, which is Miniota. They would have the final say. No balls, two strikes. Runner on first, Greenis. Bjornhild checks him. There's a ground ball right back to Bjornhild. He's going to fire it over to Kaimig. Get the first out and didn't really have time to get the second one. It was a high throw, wasn't it, Dick? Yeah. Second base.
Yeah. Kaimig made a nice play to get the step on the base.
Correct.
So one to six, and then the batter reaches on a fielder's choice.
Correct, yeah. He fielded the high hop, turned around to fire to the second base, and a little bit high to Dillon. He jumped up in the air, caught it, came down, and found the base. And it was a little bit off balance. He didn't have time to make a throw.
This probably would be Bjornhild's last batter.
Ground ball to the third baseman. Fields it, fires it low, and it's way up the line. Way up the line. And they're going to send the runner, and nope, they're going to hold him up the last minute. That was smart. Yeah, it was a low ground ball. Caden Mulden picked up his glove a little too soon, but it was right in front of him, so he picked up the ball, fired it probably 10 feet up the line. No chance for Mortensen, so that'll be an error on the third baseman. It allows the batter, Parker Bradley, to get all the way to second, and the runner, courtesy runner, that was number 18, Tyson Arndt is on third base now, so two outs here, and we're going to make a pitching change here for the Eagles, so we'll come back after this commercial break. Miniota 4, Lacaparle 2 from Dawson, back after these messages.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lacaparle Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. from Premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, Premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more. There's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. We're in the high school baseball action. Mineota and Lacaparo. Mineota ahead 4-2. Pitching change for the Eagles now into pitches. Caden Mortensen, he's thrown just 12 innings on the year, but 0.57 ERA, has just given up 6 hits, 3 walks, 15 strikeouts in 12 innings of work. And his job now, Dick, is to get this third out, so they're only down by 2 runs.
Yeah. The runners on base are Gagnon's responsibilities if they should score.
This is where you hope you have a little help from your friends. So Brody Larson, who had a nice RBI single his last time up, is 1-for-3. Boy, he's got a chance to make it really, well, not really easy, easier for the Vikings if he could come up with a two-out hit here, score a couple of runs. There's a fastball, ground ball. Looks like it's going to be a nice, easy one-hopper to Geiser. So one pitch from Mortensen, got the third out. We're going to head to the top of the seventh. The Eagles need 2 to tie. If you have any superstitious or good luck routines, it's time to do them now. So we'll be back with the seventh inning and the conclusion of this game after these messages.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-98-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, we are back now from Dawson. First batter, Peyton Rademacher, struck out, and now we got the top of the order, Dylan Kimebake, one ball, one strike here with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Mineota is ahead 4-2. Eagles are down to their last two outs here. They need to get some base runners. And there's a swing and a miss. Now Brody Larson is up to 103 pitches, so this will be, in all reality, his last hitter, unless he gets Dylan out on this pitch, and then there's a ground ball to second baseman. He fields it cleanly. Throws it to first for the out. And that is the second out. So technically, Brody Larson's at 104 pitches. He can start this batter and finish him no matter how many pitches it takes.
And he's got, that was a ground out, but he had 6 strikeouts in a row. So
wow, that's right.
If he strikes this batter out, then it'll be 7 out of 8.
That's impressive. So Dylan Geiser is the last chance now for the Eagles. He's officially 0-for-3, reached twice on errors and grounded out the second baseman, but doesn't matter how you get on now. He needs to get on. That ball is outside, ball two for Geiser. But two, I don't know what he was holding up four fingers for. That one is outside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes to Geiser. Again, he needs to get on base, give those big hitters behind him a chance. And there's ball four, and that will be it then for Brody Larson. He reached the pitch limit, and he's pretty upset with himself for walking that guy. He definitely wanted to finish that game, but boy, hats off to Brody Larson. So, hey, we'll take about a minute commercial break here as they make a pitching change, and we'll be back with the Eagles trailing 4-2 with the runner on in the seventh inning, high school baseball on Q92.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, we got Ryan Maher in the pitch now for the Vikings. Brody Larson was a little bit upset with himself, Dick, because he could finish that last batter had he got him out. They would have got the win, and he would have had a complete game victory. But he walked Dylan Geiser, and because now he was over 105 pitch mark, he had to come out. So Ryan Maher has got to come up and finish the job for him. But what a performance by Brody Larson so far.
Very
you want
nice.
To talk about that?
Yeah. Very, very nice. He did a great job, and we'll do that, give him credit in the post-game show here.
All right, we got Caden Mortensen is now the last hope for the Eagles, but he is 2-for-3 on the day with Geiser on first base. The Eagles are down by two. They get a two-run home run. This game is tied. There's a fastball high. Eagles crowd is making a lot more noise now. You know, sometimes when you have to bring in a new pitcher, it's different than if you choose to bring in a new pitcher. And Maher's in there because of the pitch count rule. There's another high fastball. Two balls now to Mortensen. Guys are on first. Two outs here in the seventh inning. Mineota head 4-2 if you're just joining us. Eagles have some work to do, but there's a pop-up. It is going to go over the first base dugout. Well out of play for strike one. I don't know how they're missing all these cars, Dick. I just don't know. But they are. Two balls, one strike now to Mortensen.
This is the time of night when pop-up is hard to see.
It is, and we got the moon now showing itself, almost a full moon.
All three.
And I don't know if it's waning or waxing. Can't tell if it's getting bigger or smaller. It's probably waxing. It's probably getting bigger because I don't remember a full moon the last couple nights. Three balls, one strike to Mortensen, two outs. Here comes a 3-1 pitch, and that is way high for ball four. And there we go, Dick. We've got a rally going. Well, two-out rally.
Back-to-back walks.
Davis Pats are up. He was hit by a pitch, struck out twice, 0-for-2 officially. Coach Bjorgan is just going to remind everyone there's two outs. Don't do anything foolish. And probably to tell Patzer that he just walked two guys in a row, so.
Well, he just walked the first
one. First one, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
We've had two walks in a row, but you're right. Maher, that was his first batter he faced, so I'm sure he's going to tell him just be really choosy. Maybe take a strike and watch it, see what happens. Here comes the first pitch of Patzer. Ooh, that almost hit him. High inside. I don't know if he really stands closer if he gives a snarl to the pitchers, but he's almost been hit four times today. And he has been hit once. One ball, no strikes. Pats are two on here. This is the seventh inning. And that one almost took his head off. Two balls, no strikes, two on. The Eagles are down by two, but folks, they've got something cooking here. Check the signs. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike. Well, that's a tough situation for any high school reliever to come in. Seems easy just to get the final out, but I've been in this game a long time, as you have, Dick. It's hard to get that third out. Comes a 2-1 pitch, and that is outside, 3-1. If he should walk, the bases would be loaded.
Mortensen at first, Geiser at second, Pats are up, 3-1 on the count. We'll see if he even attempts to swing at this. There's a pitch, and there's a pop-up. It's going over the third base dugout. It is going to go out of play. Peyton Sheik could not reach up and grab that one. That would have been, he had to jump about 15 feet in the air.
They sure also at it.
Yeah, they all, pitcher, catcher, third baseman, all were right there. So now here's a situation. We got full count, two outs, two on. Everyone will be off on the pitch. Any kind of extra base hit would most likely score Mortensen from first. And for Mineota, your job is to throw a strike, and hopefully you can get an out. And they decide to do a fake pickoff attempt at second base, but Geiser did not have a very big lead. With two outs, he's going anyways on contact. He's just he's not the tying run, so you don't want to make a mistake. Here comes a 3-2 full count pitch, and that's high inside, Dick. Here we go. Base is cooked now for the number five hitter, Caden Molden. And Coach Larson's going to call timeout and talk to his pitcher. We got two outs. That third out is always so difficult to get.
Caden has struck out three times today, so he can really redeem himself.
Yeah.
Also is responsible for an error, too. So he can really redeem himself here.
Yep, you throw all that out of the books here, yep. And you just tell yourself, we got a new pitcher coming in now? Nope. Just one of his teammates, the shortstop, is just dusting off that pitcher's plate for him. Said, I got you. I got you, teammate. So here's the situation now. We have bases loaded. The Eagles are down 4-2. This is the top of the seventh inning. This is it. Again, down to the last hitter. Three times in a row, three walks in a row. Caden Molden up the bat. He's looking to make contact and tie this thing up, and that ball is well. Oh! I was just going to say that was well outside, but that was called for a strike. I would not agree with that, but many other people would. And it looks like we're going to have the courtesy runner for the pitcher, Mortensen. Courtesy runner. Brant Schomer, a little more speed out there. A hit with two outs will score that runner. The defense is not holding any runners on. Here comes the pitch. That is high. I had to wait on that one.
Yeah.
High and outside. One ball. One strike to Molden. Tying runner is on second base now. Go-ahead run is on first base. Here we go. 1-1 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Boy, that one he threw. Nice fastball in the outside corner. Right by Molden. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bases are cooked here. Down to our last pitch, and there it is. Swing and a miss! And a nice pitch by Ryan Maher to come in relief and strike out that batter with the bases loaded. And, folks, that will end the game. Mineota is going to win 4-2 over Lackawanna Valley. They will stay in the Camden Conference hunt with two losses now, hoping that Dawson can beat KMS on Wednesday in their final game, and they have three teams with two losses, and I don't know how that all shakes out, but we're going to take a few-minute break here, probably 3 minutes here. We're going to tally up the line scores and come up with your Neon Needles post-game show, our Subway Player of the Game, and our Ag Plus Cooperative Player of the Game, so we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lackawanna Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, everyone. Okay. This is your Neon Needles post-game show.
Brody
Bart Hill along with Dick Newman. The Eagles came up a little bit short today, but nonetheless, it was an exciting game. They lost 4-2, but they had the bases loaded there with two outs. Three straight players walked for the Eagles and came up just a little bit short, so they end their season at 10-5. Three conference losses. Minnesota just has the two conference losses, and they have to hope that Dawson can beat KMS on Wednesday and see how that all shakes out. So we final line scores. Yeah, we got final line scores, Dick, for both teams.
Okay, first off, for the Eagles, they were the visiting team. They had two runs on five hits. They committed two errors and left nine runners stranded, bases loaded twice. And Minnesota had four runs on just four hits. They committed three errors, and they left six runners on base. Kind of a unique situation when it came to the last inning. Both pitchers, starting pitchers, had to come out because of the pitch count. And both relievers, well, Minnesota's was a little more dramatic than Caden Mortensen came in through one pitch, but Mahar came in and blocked two batters and got a strikeout.
A big strikeout for Mahar to preserve that win. Like you said, Mortensen in relief just through the one pitch got a ground out to give the Eagles a chance. This is a Neon Needles post-game show. We got to talk about Peyton Sheik, the Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game on a foul ball. He climbed the fence, stuck his long arm out as long as it could go out, and made a great catch on that foul ball to get their team out of the inning. And, you know, just plays like that, you know, you look back on a game that's 4-2, Dick. Had he not made that play, we still had a runner in scoring position. The batter's still up, and anything could have happened after that point.
Yeah. Probably looked like a snow cone, too.
Yeah, exactly. And
the winning pitcher is the starting pitcher for Brody Larson, and he threw 6 2/3 innings, gave up five hits, two runs, neither one was earned, hit two batters, walked two, and struck out 13, and a streak of six in a row.
Boy, if you can strike out six batters in a row on any level, that's pretty impressive, and hats off to Brody Larson for that. We were hoping that he could come over here. Coach
will.
Larson is still talking to those guys, but Brody Larson will be our Subway Player of the Game on this Neon Needles post-game show. And while we're talking here, Dick, you know, we have so many great sponsors that allow these sporting events to be broadcast, so those of you that are unable to make it can listen. So as you're listening to these games and you hear these sponsors, if you get a chance to go into their places of business or if you see anyone that works there, make sure to thank them, because we're in that rare situation where we have a lot of games broadcast. I know you do a lot, and you do wrestling with Danny Lee, and Paul Ramo, of course, does every sport under the sun, and he's home today listening. And so we just really appreciate that. The fans appreciate it. The parents appreciate it.
The grandparents appreciate it. And there are people that are not in the state of Minnesota that watch these live stream games and watch these games over the internet, or listen to these games over the internet, and that is not possible if we don't have great sponsors that help contribute to that. But Coach Larson is still over there talking, so I don't know if we're going to wait any longer, but we will make sure and get a picture with Brody Larson. Again, his final line scores for the winning pitcher, 6 2 1/3 innings, 13 strikeouts, just 2 walks, 5 hits, gave up 2 runs. None of those were earned, and he also had an RBI single in the 4th inning, and I think that's the one that made it 4-2 for that. And well, they're breaking here. We'll see if we can get him over quickly, and if he takes more than 30 seconds here to make his way over here, then we're gonna go. But we'll see now, and it looks like he is going to make his way over, and we'll give him a quick interview if that's okay. You can listen on, and if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, you'll be proud of him, and you'll want to listen to this interview we have coming up with Brody Larson in just a moment here. But again, the action is done for the Eagles and Minnesota. Seedings will come out Wednesday. In all likelihood, Lacapa will be the number 2 seed and be hosting games at Madison Memorial Field on Saturday. Dawson will be most likely the number 1 seed, and they will host games here at Dawson on Saturday as well. Hey, joining us is the winning pitcher, Brody Larson. Brody, we had you for 13 Ks, just 2 walks. You gave up just 2 runs, and none of those were earned. Talk about your performance today.
I just have to say that I put in a lot of work, so it's nice to see that's finally paying off. And, you know, everything was just kind of rolling right away. I had that little rough second inning, but, you know, we worked through it, and we were able to come back and score a few runs, so it was nice that my team was able to help me out a little bit.
Yeah, as a former pitcher, and that was a long time ago for me, sometimes you get a little frustrated when your defense doesn't play the best behind you, but then you rebounded and came back, and that was awesome stuff. So your teammates are trying to get pictures of you as a player of the game. But I know you're really frustrated because you wanted to finish the game. You started the batter with 103 pitches, and you threw a 4-pitch walk, and you had to come out. Tell us about that.
Well, normally every game I usually have 1 4-pitch walk, but it was nice. I hadn't gone the whole game, hadn't had one, and, of course, it came when I didn't need it. But, yeah, it was frustrating. I really, really wanted to finish the game, but, you know.
All right. Well, nonetheless.
Nice. Maher was able to come in and finish the game for us.
Well, after walking two and having the bases loaded, that's a high-pressure situation. And you took out number 5 hitter for the Eagles to preserve that win. So we're going to get a picture of you here with your T-shirt. Congratulations. Good luck in the playoffs, Brody. And an awesome job today and great job by the Vikings. And now you just have to hope that Dawson Boyd beats KMS. And you still got a chance for the conference title. So,
all right, thank you, guys.
Take care. All right, that will be it. So we're going to sign off here. Dick Newman, Bart Hill from Dawson High School Baseball. Again, thanks to those sponsors. You'll be listening to us on the next broadcast. We'll be softball playoff action and eventually baseball playoff action. All right, good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center.
Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson. Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris. Federated Telephone Company. Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Pyrrhus in Dawson. Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.